But first, Australia kept its membership today in one of the world's most exclusive clubs, the one that contains countries that are still expanding despite the global financial crisis. The economy expanded by 0.4 of 1% in the March quarter, and by the same margin over the 12 months to the end of March. It means that on paper at least, Australia has avoided a recession. The news is a political boost to the federal government, but dig a little deeper and the result may not be as bright as the headline number implies. Economists say the underlying figures still show weakness and a recession by any other name. Reaction from Canberra shortly, but first this report from our economics correspondent Stephen Long.
On the 29th of November 1990, Paul Keating uttered these famous words.
This is a recession that Australia had to have.
Fast forward two decades and this was the recession Australia almost had to have but didn't get. At least on a definition that counts a recession as an economy shrinking for two consecutive quarters. So what does that tell us about the state of things? Not much.
In technical terms, we've avoided a recession, but the economy is still weak.
Bob Kinnean, a senior economist at AMP Capital.
In a way, it's just an accounting windfall, if I could put it that way, but the underlying trend is for weakness in the economy.
An accounting windfall, or to put it another way, the headline, Australia avoids recession, only confirms the maxim, lies, damn lies and stats. Yes, the economy expanded in the first 3 months of the year, but for the wrong reasons. Australia dodged a technical recession, but only because exports grew a bit and imports collapsed. The way these things are measured, that meant a very big boost to gross domestic product. But why did imports collapse?
Well, it's basically business investment has fallen off a cliff. You see business investment for the quarter itself fell about 6.6%.
And so business isn't importing capital goods.
Exactly.
It's a weird way to avoid a recession, in technical terms at least, and probably not a very good way.
No, because basically you need that business investment for the longer term for a sustainable growth path.
Annette Beecher, a senior strategist at TD Securities, shares this concern.
Something that contributes to growth, ironically, is a decline in imports. Imports actually added 1.5 percentage points. So that means businesses have such a poor outlook for Australia is they're not restocking shelves. So even though the headline number is positive, there's still plenty of bad news buried in the data.
In short, Australia's economy expanded on paper because of its sickness, not because of its health.
If you look through that, the housing sector was still weak, business investment remains very weak, and even government spending was weak.
The Westpac economist Justin Smirk.
So domestic final demand in the Australian economy actually contracted. So overall, you can argue the Australian economy has avoided going into a technical recession, but it still suggests the Australian economy is very weak and still quite vulnerable.
Though there are some positive signs.
We are seeing signs from the dwelling investment numbers, the approvals, the finance numbers that suggest housing later this year can turn around and be a positive growth contributor. But before then, the weak investment numbers suggest jobs remain at risk. That puts that consumption at risk as well. Also, the uncertainties on the global environment. Is this really a full-on recovery, or is the global economy going to splutter?
So Australia is still largely hostage to what happens overseas, and the fortunes of one country in particular. How important for Australia's prospects is China?
China is the key factor that is driving the Australian economy. So China at the moment is the only major economy that is growing. If we look at America, Japan and Europe, you can see those economies are contracting. So China is one of those key positive impulses to the Australian economy.
So if the green shoots in China take off, then we're okay. But if they shrivel?
Yes. If they evaporate, we are in significant difficulty.
Though the big interest rate cuts at home and the government's fiscal stimulus have made a difference. Household consumption grew in the quarter by 0.6%, a Harvey Norman-led recovery. Bob Kinnean.
They are another key support for the economy, that the fiscal stimulus and the lower interest rates that we're seeing are making this a very mild downturn, and particularly it's going to be shallower and shorter than the 1990-91 experience.
Others are less optimistic. including Annette Beecher, a long-time bear who's still growling that there is worse to come.
The headline will be Australia avoids technical recession. However, if you net out the last three quarters of GDP, in fact, Australia's gone sideways for the best part of a year.
But not backwards overall, and the Labor spinmeisters must be popping the champagne corks. This was a technical recession that Labor, always defensive about its economic credentials, has managed to avoid, and maybe the recession that Malcolm Turnbull needed to have.
Stephen Long.